Hi, everyone. This is Chris McLaughlin from Stones Crossing Church, and this is the D Group Leader Podcast. I'm so excited that you guys joined us today because today my good friend and one of our D Group leaders, Rachel Reese, is here with us. How's it going today?
Great. It's fantastic. How awesome. Are you?
I'm good. I'm a little bit, so today is Wednesday. We're recording this on Wednesday, May 22nd, and it's like weird. It's supposed to be all sunny out and it's raining. Like, what is the deal?
Well, and it was 40 degrees 2 days ago. And it's supposed to be 85 today.
Yeah.
I can't. Indiana, man.
Yeah. April showers bring May showers.
Yes.
Great.
Exactly.
Okay.
Right.
Well, hey, before we get rolling into our topic today, which I'm really excited about to talk with you guys about. I hope it'll be helpful, but I just want to tell you a little bit about the D Group Leader Workshop. This is something that we offered last fall, and we're going to be offering it again this fall. It's a 10-week study going through the book Growth Groups by Colin Marshall, and it's going to go from September 8th to November 10th. It happens on Sunday mornings during the 11 a.m. service. Now, actually, I'm going to put you on the spot, Rachel. So you went through this.
Yeah, I'll give a free plug.
Yeah?
I loved it.
Really?
Legitimately. Yeah, I think it was super great. One, it was really nice to get together with other D Group leaders.
Because yeah.
I just, you know, we have our little get-togethers, you know, a couple times a year. But it was nice to weekly see them really talk about the nitty-gritty of their group. And I feel like I got to know, like, how they lead their group, the personalities of their group. And I think it was just nice, you know, with the big church and the two different services, I don't always see everybody.
Right.
So it was nice to see, oh, I didn't know you were a group leader, you know. And
yeah.
So that was a good thing. The content, the book that you picked, is great. I really loved
cool.
it. I loved, you know, it walked through. You're doing the same one?
Yes.
Okay. I loved that it walked through Colossians and doing that. Like,
yeah.
I think that just worked really well. And yeah, I thought it was really great.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, cool. Well, listen, if you'd like to sign up for that, you can actually, there's in the emails that I'm sending out, every week, there's going to be a link to register for the D Group Leader Workshop in the fall. So just click on that and sign up for the workshop. We'd love to have you go through it. Well, here's what we're going to do today. Actually, we're going to be spending 2 weeks together talking through personalities in our D groups. And you guys probably already know what we're going to be getting into, because I'm sure that as D Group leaders, you know that there are certain personalities that are great and seem super constructive and helpful towards advancing the conversation and helping people to grow. But there's also some personalities that you may have in your group that seem, destructive seems a little harsh.
Yeah,
but,
I don't like
but
that.
Maybe
challenging.
Yeah. to your group. So I guess where I want to start is why would it be important for us to understand the personality dynamics of our group? Like, how is understanding people's personalities actually going to help us to lead our group better?
Yes.
What do you think?
So I think, like, on a small detail level, just individually so, and then I'll get to how it works as a big group dynamics. Our goal for our D groups is to make disciples, right?
Right.
Like that. It's, you know, it's not a community group. It is to make disciples. And so I think that's not just like, hey, our church is a church of disciples. I think it's an individual, like this person, Sally in my group, it is my goal to assist in the work of the Holy Spirit to make that person a disciple of Christ, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so I think in order to do that effectively, we got to know that individual, right? Like
yeah.
we have to know them. And so I think, we talked about this I don't know if it was the workshop or not, but the Hebrews passage that says, you know, that the leaders have to keep watch, or they're going to have to give an account. Right?
Yeah,
and
from
so,
Hebrews 13.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And so I take that pretty seriously that, you know, we have been given these people to shepherd. And so we're shepherding those individuals. So I think we need to know those individuals. And I think, like, a lot of the times we can see spiritual strengths and weaknesses
yeah.
from people's personality traits, right? So I think if we want to take part in the spiritual growth of those people, we need to know who they are, like what they do, why they do what they do.
Right. Like how they respond to things.
Yeah, I think that's so important. That's so different. And I think that, you know, God has made people the way that he has made them so unique and beautifully, but so different.
Yeah.
My word. And you know, our motivation behind things, you know, we can have the same, you know, something put in front of us, the same task for the two of us, and we're going to respond to it very differently.
Mm-hmm.
And so, that's why I think it's just good to understand personalities in general so that we can help them to grow in Christ-likeness.
I was in a group at one point where there were people in our group that were very sensitive to particular issues, and and their personalities were very sensitive.
Right.
And so I needed to be aware of that in order to make sure that, like, I wasn't stepping on their toes, or I wasn't bringing up an issue that was going to be really difficult for them to deal with because of what, you know, their life experiences and things like that. And I think understanding who these people are is exactly right. And their personality is a big part of that, and how those personalities interact with each other.
For sure.
You know, it's so interesting. Well, in the book, Growth Groups, Colin Marshall talks through, he basically takes these different roles that we play and breaks them into two different categories, and he calls them constructive roles, and then he says there's destructive roles.
Yeah.
But again, I'm not sure we like the word destructive as much. But there are certain roles that can be challenging or can be just inhibiting to a good D group conversation or discussion. What we want to do in today's podcast is talk about the constructive roles, first of all. And these are the ones that he mentions. He talks about the peacemaker, which is, you know, someone who's always just trying to, like, keep the peace or keep everybody, you know, resolve disputes and things like that. There's the focuser. He's the one that keeps everyone on task. In my group, by the way, that's me.
I say that's you.
You know, it's so funny. My group, actually, they make fun of me all the time because they just love to just to chat and to talk and stuff. And I'm like, well, let's get started. And everyone just laughs. And I'm like, well,
come on, guys.
We got to get started sometime. Anyway, so.
Oh, that Chris.
Yeah. So there's the focuser. There's the encourager. Just loves to say positive things about others. There's the sympathizer who draws out other people's feelings. There's an initiator, someone who really gets the ball rolling. Someone who likes to start the conversation, which I don't know about you, but as a D group leader, I love those people.
Yeah.
Like, yes, thank you.
Yeah,
thank God for you.
Yeah.
There's the summarizer, someone who is trying to, like, pull together the whole argument and make them really kind of, like, sort of draw it together for everybody. So it's like, okay, this is what we're trying to say and all that stuff. There's the humorist, someone who likes to, you know, throw a joke in there and lighten the moment.
Yeah.
The devil's advocate, which he puts that as a constructive role, which I think is interesting. I'm so black and white about things that I'm like, oh, that's kind of messing up my game, but that's all right. And the socializer, someone who organizes the social life of the group, which we have a couple of those in our group too, which are so great. Like,
yeah,
yeah,
that's not my gifting.
Love it.
Yeah.
So I've kind of mentioned some of the ones in my group. What about for you, Rachel? Like, what roles do you think have been the most helpful in the groups that you've been a part of?
So, this is hard. This is hard for me to think about because I think they're all so important, right?
Yeah.
Like, you need to have all of those roles at some point to have a well-functioning group.
Mm-hmm.
But I think, again, with the purpose of our D groups is to make disciples. And so I think for me, it's two. I think it's the focuser and the summarizer. I think that if we are going off on rabbit trails, and I don't think that rabbit trails are always bad, but I think that we need to be focused every minute of every day on the gospel. And so if we have that, or we have somebody that has that, or if we are the leader, knowing that that is going to, needs to be our focus, that we, you know, need to be reminded of that, and that everything points to Jesus, no matter what study that we're in, then I think those rabbit trails will be fine, or the encouragement or all the other things will play in well because we'll get back on the right path.
Yeah, sure.
And then also, I think the summarizer, I can be one that gets into, like, the nitty-gritty details of things, and so I need to have that person.
What role do you usually play in the group?
Neither of those. No, actually, I'm really mindful that is not necessarily my gifting, so I try to remember that those are important. Like, I try and encourage people to know they're standing before God, know that they are, you know, saved by grace through faith, and so I'm going to, no matter what they're struggling with or wrestling with, I'm going to encourage them, and I'm going to point them back to the Word and point them back to the truth that God tells them who they are.
Yeah.
And I think I do that pretty well.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's great. I know for me, one of the things that I've come across is, you know, sometimes I'll see people that I know have a lot to contribute to the group in one way or another, but they just kind of need some encouragement
right.
in that way right. and stuff like that. What might be a good way to, you know, like, let's say you see people in a group like that, maybe some good ways to sort of draw out these constructive roles or the positive side of their personalities in order to help to benefit the group as a whole. Do you think that there's some ways that we as leaders can help them to do that?
I mean, I think, again, for me, it goes back to the fact that I'm an encourager. So if I see somebody using their gifting, you know, to glorify the Lord, I'm going to say, like, I'm using Sally. There's no Sally in my group. But, you know, I love that, Sally. Yeah, that was, you know, that's a really good point to draw us back to this. If they're, you know, helping me to focus in on that. Or it's 2019. I text people, you know, that somebody said something or did something or used their gift and I noticed that, we have our group that I lead we've been together for 2 years and it's about the same core, but we got a new young lady in our group a couple weeks ago and she came out of the gate. Awesome. She, you know, I texted her and I couldn't meet her that Sunday. And I was like, yeah, but we're meeting on Monday. If you want to be there, she said, yeah, I'll be there. Awesome. Great. She
nice.
Came. I told her what chapter we were going over. You know, she contributed, she talked and she came the rest of, you know, the study up until we just had our last meeting last week. And so I texted her and I was just like, hey, you know, I love what you've been contributing. I am so grateful that you have joined our group and just, you know, come out of the gates blazing. I think that's awesome. And but again, that's because that's my gifting, you know, and,
sure.
and I think, but I think we need to, like I said, the personalities matter and the individuals matter. So I think we need to see those individuals for who they are and acknowledge their specific gifts, whatever it may be.
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely. What special needs or attention might these different roles, these different people, these different personalities need? So for example, the peacemaker might be great at helping others to see the opposing side, like kind of helping to kind of bring people together, but they may personally struggle with making decisions about things or actually making up their mind about something.
Yeah.
Are there things in there where you think there's, that each of these have pros and cons or do you think that there are certain ones in here that we may see need more help than others?
So when it comes to these, you know, these giftings or these traits that we've been gifted with, do you know who Tara Lee Cobble is?
No.
Okay, so she said in a podcast, it's been a couple months since I listened to it, she said something, and I'll remember this forever. She said, our greatest weaknesses, undisciplined, become our greatest. Or no, our greatest strengths, undisciplined, become our greatest weaknesses.
Okay.
And so, you know, the ways that God has gifted us, if we're not mindful of those, if we don't use those with the power of the Holy Spirit to glorify God, it's going to be our downfall. And I think you see that in our lives. I think you see that all throughout Scripture, the way that, you know, people have been gifted or strength. David was such a go-getter. He just did. And when he was called to something and he acted and he did it for the Lord, it brought great, you know, celebration and awesomeness to Israel, right?
Yeah.
And when he didn't,
right,
destruction.
Right.
It was terrible. And it was the same personality trait, right? It was him still just being a go-getter, an action taker. Like, he knew what he wanted and he did it. And when he did it for God, it was awesome. And when he did it for himself, it was his worst downfall, right?
Yeah.
And so I think we need to be mindful of those things in our own lives and in other people's lives so we can encourage them to use those giftings appropriately. Because if not, you know, you can be the person who is the encourager, right? That's me.
Yeah.
I'm the encourager. But if I am only encouraging and not calling out people's sins,
sure.
You know, what's the point? You know, I need to encourage and affirm, but also I can't let the approval of man get so, you know, wrapped up in my encouraging that I forget to see places that I need to tell people to, you know, we need to call them to hire.
Right, and that's so hard. I think we can end this this session just really reflecting on that. Like, you guys have such a key role in the lives of the people that you are discipling, and how critical it is for us to love them, encourage them, and to really help them in this way. And really the first step in this can really begin with just getting to know them and getting to know who their personalities are and how they can grow and develop and really use these these personalities, these constructive roles to benefit themselves and to benefit others, and to really ultimately it's about glorifying God. Mm-hmm. So what an amazing gift we have been given to be able to do this in people's lives. But we'd also recognize how difficult it is. And so so I'm just so thankful for each of you that are out there doing this with all of the people in our church. It's just so awesome. Well, next time on the D Group Leader Podcast, we are going to get into some of these more challenging roles and talk through what we can do in order to help people to, in order to help lead the group discussion through some of those challenges. So you can look forward to that next week on the D Group Leader Podcast. Thank you.